Hey, John.
Hey, Colin.
Hey there.
What up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, that was odd. It like hung up. Okay. You called inbound. Yeah. You were speaking to one of my reps?
Yeah, he merged us. You're good.
Oh, okay. How did the conversation go with that other guy?
He said he doesn't offer social media or anything.
That's
but funny. He offered social media out.
Mm-hmm. He offered social media out?
Help.
Oh,
so
help.
What all does yours benefit other than solicitation on the big three search engines?
Well, again, it's Google Places. It's not just SEO, Colin. I told you that earlier. So there's a big difference between an SEO company. Based on what I was looking at, I was kind of like looking at the partners and seeing who was contacting you or trying to see. And it looks like an SEO company. So I sent you a link to like the Google Partners directory where you can look them up and see if they're actually a Google partner. And that has our credentials in it too. And that's a huge difference. Like there's a big difference between a Google Places placement on the first page and then having like organic SEO and being on the first page, you know? And then I also sent you like the form for Google verification. So it's a different type of first page placement, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I also sent you the pricing page. So we're offering you a platinum bundle. So the platinum bundle is Google Places, Bing Local, our popular directory submission. So you have like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. It has Facebook ads. So we create a Facebook business page for you. We do a biweekly posting and we run Facebook ads through it. And then we also would purchase your domain and develop your .com website and host your site. The package is normally $599. I dropped it down to $249. So that's why I was saying there's no way they're getting you the same bang for your buck at $169.
No, I'll continue with y'all then.
Yeah, I made you an offer that's going to be, like, impossible for anybody to beat, mainly because of the Google Places placement, right? That's the main. Yeah, that's the main feature. Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, hear him out, you know? I was like, once you do your homework, it's kind of a no-brainer. All right.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
So did you end up leaving the Home Advisor program?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile, take this spot off the board. I already had it on a hold within our company, so you didn't have to worry about it going anywhere while you were doing your homework there. Let me just pull up your...
Yeah, not too bad to keep checking.
Yeah, no, it's always better safe than sorry. Honestly, I wish I would have got a hold of you before the Home Advisor thing, but we have to have a listing available in order to call out. Otherwise, that would have been like ideal scenario.
Anyways, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, learning. We're learning. And the fact that you're learning at 17 is, like, mind-blowing. Some of these guys don't figure this stuff out until they're, like, mid-30s. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile for you. Once I submit it to Google, they're going to send your PIN verification letter in the mail. What's the exact street address that I could send that to?
16124 Lancaster Way, Holly, Michigan.
Got it. And 48442?
Yep.
Okay, and you can have the address hidden if you like.
That'd be lovely. Because that's my home address. I don't really have an address.
Gotcha. Yeah, it looked like a residence. That's why I was bringing it up, because I could deactivate the turn-by-turn directions and hide the street address. So it'll still say Holly, Michigan, though, and I'll have the zip on your listing. It just won't have the actual like street address, and the turn-by-turn directions will be all deactivated.
Thank you.
Nobody's showing up at your door uninvited. Your dad's going, what the heck's going on?
No, I live at the Travers.
Oh, okay. You say you live on your own?
I live with my mom, but
essentially
on my own.
Yeah.
Not really home ever.
Yeah. I was basically on my own at that age. I had to get emancipated when I was 16. My mom passed in 2010. And then... Yeah, and so me and my dad runs a tree company outside of this that I just kind of do the marketing for, but I put myself through school, worked two jobs, and then started doing this. People always ask me, like, oh, what's your secret, and how you do this, and how you do that? And I'm like, honestly, my mom died, and I just, I had no choice. It makes you stronger, though. Like, your parents separate, and you're as young as you are, and you're already finding out how to be independent and start a business. It's amazing to me.
All right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have asked me, like, oh, how do you do that? I'm like, by doing it.
Yeah, just do it. Yep. That's like the perfect answer, you know. You give me goosebumps, but it's trial by fire, you know. It's literally you just get in there, you do it. Sometimes you're going to fall down, brush yourself off, get up, keep going. You know what I mean? And that's how you climb the mountain. By the time you're like 30 years old, you're going to be so far ahead of your peers, it's going to be ridiculous.
That's the goal.
Yeah. For your website, it looks like they have shawsexteriorhomecare.com available. Do you have a logo or like pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I don't have any pictures, but I do have a logo. Do you want me to send it to the number that you've been texting me through?
Here, actually send it to the email just so that it doesn't, just in case it, I don't want it to come out like pixelated or fuzzy.
Can you text me the email?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now. There you go. I already sent your Google verification form, so you're good with that. Okay. Yep. That's just the email address. If you send it in, we're already gonna, we have a ID system, so we already have like your email and all your information. We know it's you.
Sure.
All right. And then, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I do school full time still, so
okay.
At 9, probably 2 to 8 for weekdays, and then 8 to 8 on weekend. Close to holidays.
Federal holidays. I don't want to do all holidays because then they're like closing you for Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. We'll just do federal holidays. Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Primary services are power washing, pressure washing. What do you do outside of the power washer, pressure washing, roof cleaning, and window cleaning? Driveway?
Right now, snow.
Snow removal?
I'd like to get into seal coating, but
okay.
I'm not too
good. There's good money in that.
I don't want to label that yet because
okay.
I'm not too good at it.
No worries. Snow removal.
Gutter cleaning, did you put that
there? Okay. I'm just putting notes. There's actually going to be a client interview I'm going to schedule where a technician's going to contact you. I'll put these ones down just to give them like a head start, but you have up to 15. They're going to pull the analytics, do the keyword research, so that way we have some recommendations for you, and then you have final say on the rest of them. And if you ever want to change them or swap any of them out, you could do that through your account management team here. I just didn't like the keyword home care. I feel like that one's just so vague. You're going to get calls from, like, random stuff, you know. I don't think you're going to want to, like, clear out a hoarder's house or something.
I mean, the pay is good enough.
It all work. I like making money. All right, power washing, pressure washing.
No, that was the purpose of vague was to, like, they call me and ask what I do is, what do you need?
Okay, it's almost like basically a handyman service, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I could use handyman. So I got power washing, pressure washing, stone removal, driveway cleaning, roof cleaning, gutter cleaning, window cleaning. Okay, I'll leave the home care, and then I'll put handyman. Okay, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Okay, that'll give them a good head start. And then for the client interview, a client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It's set questions that we ask. It's going to be a separate technician that's going to walk you through it. But we do ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or that call goes over. What's a good time where we could do your client interview?
Hold on. I'm getting a call as we speak. Do you care if I put you on hold for 2 seconds?
Sure, that's fine.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry, my card got frozen with all the recent transactions and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I had the other people charge my card just because they wouldn't fucking leave me alone. I told them I was going to cancel it just as soon as they called back. I turned my card off and told them to charge me. So.
Oh, wait, what do you mean? The other company?
Yeah, I just kept telling them I want to confer with you guys, and they're like, oh well, we need billing address and yada yada yada. So I turned my card off and just gave it to them.
Oh my God, you're crazy! And so they tried to process your payment right now.
Yeah.
Oh geez, did you let them know that you're not gonna move forward with them? Or are you gonna call them after this?
Shut the fuck up.
Colin?
I tried, but they wouldn't shut up.
Oh, okay. Because if we submit your Google business profile, I don't want them touching it. Like you can only have one manager to your Google business profile for your business. So if they try to access that, it's like Google's going to flag your account, and then that could stop me from actually like posting you on the first page.
Okay, yeah, I'll call and cancel with them right after we get my billing to, I get my billing to you, okay?
Okay, all right. Let me just secure this. Yeah, 'cause you'll see when there's a profile when you submit that application that I sent you earlier, it'll add us as manager to the Google business profile, and then that's how we go in there and do the optimization for you. If there's another company touching that, and then it's gonna like suspend your account. So you have to actually like clear them out completely and make sure they're not, touching anything that has to do with your online listings. Okay. I could kick them off of it though too.
Yeah.
Here, I'll submit
Yeah.
it and then. All right, hold on a second. All right, but for client interview, what's a good time for the client interview? I want to schedule that before I get billing information.
About like 5 p.m. tonight.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and then I'll text you at 4 just to remind you. It's like a heads up. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, like a lady friend came over and you got distracted, so it sounds like in the background, just let me know and then I could always reschedule it for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Tell her business first, though. I'm getting all hung up on that. All right, let me see. Boom, boom. Chauncey. Oh, I like your pit bull. It's cool. A little blue nose.
But.
Yeah, it popped up in your email when I was sending you the calendar invitation. I got a big picture of a smiling dog. I don't know if that's your dog or just the dog you put up there. Okay.
Okay.
Update. I used to have a blue nose growing up. And a red nose, too. I love pit bulls. All right, save, save. All right, so client interview scheduled, and then let me go to your billing. So it's going to be a platinum package bundle. I'm going to go $249, and I'm going to waive your setup fee, part of a new and business credit. Okay, how do you want to secure the first month's payment?
MasterCard.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both? Colin?
What do you mean both? Do you mean both?
Does it have your name and the business name on it? Or does it just have your name, or does it just have the business name? You're cutting out a little bit there. That's just a personal account? Okay. I'm going to send the invoice receipt over so you could write it off as a business expense. So it's not supposed to cost you anything to do your Google advertising. You write it off your taxes.
I'm under the table anyway, so.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I gotcha. All right. But your dad's the owner, right?
I like
You could still give it to him. Like, you could still give the receipt to him if he's the business owner, and it just shows as like Google advertising for Shaw's Exterior Home Care, he could write it off.
How do I make this make sense? A business, Pete.
Well,
Inbound because he's over 18.
got
Need to
it.
register
And then,
before I do this?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit.
To register with the SCL before I do this?
Yeah, you could do this. It's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you could write it off, or at least even he could write it off, because you basically get it back instead of spending the money. They reimburse you on the taxes for it. So like, if he's registered as the owner, or even if it's you, and then you don't actually write it off until like you're 18, like on next year's taxes, that's fine. I just want to make sure that you're getting the receipts, though. You know what I mean? That's $249 you can get back at some point.
Right. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Sounds good. Continue.
All right. All right. I'm ready for you.
0559 0018 0018.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/28.
Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
528.
Okay, and then there's a voice verification that needs to be done. This is an added form of protection for you. I need your undivided attention as I walk you through this. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay? All right. Colin, you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Shaw's Exterior Home Care.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Colin Shaw, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Shaw's Exterior Home Care today? All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yep.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Colin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. We know what you already have, right? But this is also why I was saying that other company can't be in there, because if they duplicate any of your listings or post any inaccurate information, it's called a discrepancy. And Google will basically put your listing on a hold until we clear all the discrepancies and verify that the information online is true and correct for people to contact you about services, you know? So.
Yeah, no, they were trying to tell us it was okay to add
us. They were trying to say it was okay to add us while they were using it, while they were doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they're definitely not a Google partner. I mean, even an SEO company should know that, though, too. Like it says on the back end of your Google business profile, like even if you created it yourself, it'll say like add Google partner or add manager. And there's only one slot there. Like, so they should know that right away. Stupid. Anyway, what does it say? Oh, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 21st of 2023. Going to be in the very discounted amount of $249. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've locked in this discount indefinitely, so when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but you'll actually keep this discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us for the platinum package and all of its contents. It says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your services with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before your next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to attempt to, your account declined. It said insufficient funds. Retry after 10 days. Maybe did you get a notification from your bank to verify the transaction? I feel like they would definitely do that if you just had some like fraudulent stuff happen to the account. They might hold it for a second. Let me know when you want to attempt or want me to attempt to reprocess.
It'll probably have to be a second just because, oh, it turns out my money from Angie Leeds didn't come in. Okay.
From Angie's Leeds?
Yeah. Do you remember when I was...
You were canceling them?
Fund me.
Yeah, they should have refunded you if you reported them to the FTC through that link that I sent you earlier. So usually if you tell them, like, hey, I reported you guys for fraud, they kind of reverse the transaction. But usually it takes a couple of business days before the refund actually hits. So if you process it today, you probably won't get reimbursed by them until actually, like, after Christmas. Even if it's showing they reimbursed it, like, the funds won't actually show on your account as available until, like, 3 business days.
Yeah, so they reimbursed $244 or $200.44.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then the funds won't actually be available, I don't think, until after a few business days.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So did you want to try, like, a different payment method? Or?
No, that's the only card I got, but...
Oh, dang.
I withdrew all my money from the bank not too long ago, so...
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I could go deposit and call.
Yeah, if you want to do that, that's totally fine. I mean, I already have the billing information, and I've had it on hold since this morning, so it's not like we're going to lose that spot. If you just give me the green light as far as, like, when you make the deposit, if you send a text message, just be like, hey, it's available, I can process the payment. It'll send you a receipt, an outline of the agreement in writing, and then you already have the Google verification form. So you'll be good to go until the client interview at 5 o'clock. I already have the client interview scheduled for 5. So basically, like, just let me know when we process it. I'll process it, send you the receipt, and then we'll call back at 5 for client interview.
All right, so I'm in. I just need to confirm that payment.
Yeah, it's just that it's available. So, like, I have it on hold, so basically they can't sell it to another competing company in the area that provides any of the home services or power washing, pressure washing services is what the category we originally had you in. So it's, you know, you don't have to worry about losing the spot necessarily, but it's not actually an active account. So, like, your PIN verification is not going to get sent, and they're not going to start doing any work on it until the payment actually clears. Does that make sense? So, like, if the payment's not cleared by the 5 o'clock client interview, then they're not going to do the client interview, basically.
I'll go deposit the money then.
Okay. Yeah, just shoot me a text. Let me know when it's available. Or you could call in, too. If I'm on the phone with another client, it'll basically be, like, what's been happening. Usually I'm on the phone a lot, so one of my reps will come on the line, and then if I'm available, or I'll either call you back or I'll jump off the call that I'm on. Sound good?
So that, give me stuff through?
What was that?
You've been sending me stuff through the 877.
Yeah.
Or 6.
Yep. That's the same as our customer service line. You could text that line too. But usually if you want to contact me, you hit extension 544, or if you just press 1, you'll get a live operator. Yep, you're cutting out pretty bad.
Oh, sorry. I said I'll see you then.
Okay, sounds good. I look forward to working with you. If you need anything, like I said, just call in. But other than that, client interview is all scheduled for 5, so I'll be looking out for your text message.
All right, sweet.
All right, have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.